Sagt Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Pesachim, Perik Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Mishaya Tamei, if someone was Tamei, Oy B'derech Rechaika, or he was far away, we'll soon see what Derech Rechaika means, and as a result, V'lei Asa Eser Ishay, he did not bring the first Karban Pesach on Yod Aleph Nisan, Yasa Eser Sheni. So he should do Pesach Sheni, Yod Aleph Ir. Shogag, if he made a mistake, a mistake that perhaps could have been avoided. That's a shaggy. But the maisa was a mistake. Oinenas, or something happened that was totally out of his control, and as a result, v'layasa sarisha, and he did not do the first Pesach. Yes, it's a sheni. Again, Pesach sheni, on your dalad ear. Freik the Mishnah, im kain, if it's true for every shaggy or oines, that if you didn't do Pesach rishon, you should observe Pesach sheni, you should bring the carbon 30 days later, So why does the Torah specify these two examples of where a person is tamei or he's far away? And for the Mishnah, she'elu p'turin min ha'ikareis, if someone is tamei or he's far away, the Torah patterned him for the Pesach Rishon, and the Ikar Kares is by Pesach Rishon. So therefore, even if at the end he didn't do what he was supposed to do, and that is Pesach Sheni, he's still patur on Kares. As opposed to any other case of shaygig or aynis, the elu chayavin beikaris. A person who's a shaygig, he made a mistake, and he forgot that it was Erev Pesach. Or he's a aynis. Whatever it was, there was no possible way he physically could have brought the carbon. So the emes, they were mechuyev, Pesach Rishon, but he couldn't bring it on Pesach Rishon because he was either a shaygig or an aynis. Now, when he's amazed and willfully doesn't bring it on Pesach Sheni, he's chayav karis. And that's learned from the pasuk, v'ish ashehu tar. If a person is tar, he's not tummy. Ubederech loyai, he was not far away. V'chad alasis ha-Pesach v'nichrasa. So it's mashma, that besides for the problem of being tummy or being too far away, in regard to all other, whether it's a mistake or whether it's an oinis, even though taka that mistake or oinis prevented him to bring the first Pesach, but in this case, if he's amazed and does not bring Pesach sheni on Yud Aleph Iyar, is Chayiv Karis. So quickly, chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. If somebody is Tameh, or he was far away, and as a result he didn't bring Pesach Rishon on Yud Aleph Nisan, so he should bring the carbon Pesach on Yud Aleph Iyar. If there was some other mistake or oinis, and as a result he didn't bring Pesach Rishon, he also does Pesach Sheni, so what's the difference? Why does the Torah specify these two problems, him being Tameh or being too far? And the answer is, if he was Tameh or too far, Pesach Rishon, the Torah patterned him on Karis. Even if he doesn't do Pesach Sheni, he's still patterned on Karis. On the other hand, if there was another Shagig or an Aynis that prevented him from bringing the carbon Pesach Rishon, and then he doesn't do it on Pesach Sheni, he could have brought it on Pesach Sheni, there was no Shagig or Aynis that prevented him then, so under those circumstances, he would be Chayav Karis.